It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story we ran about a year ago. And back then, Chris Waters would wake up every morning and head to his job as an account manager at a software company.
Yeah, it's a cubicle job. It's just desk, phone, usually talking to relatively unhappy people.
Now, as you can imagine, Chris prefers to talk to relatively happy people, which explains how he started his side business a few years back. He was on the website Reddit, and Reddit has this thing around Christmas time where they'll connect you with a total stranger, and then you can send them a gift.
And I got matched with this guy who lived 20 minutes away, and I was thinking about what to give him and what I could do with this great opportunity where he lived so close.
And Chris was thinking way beyond the scope of this whole Secret Santa thing. You know, he didn't want to just send a boring gift card or a snack box. And fortunately,
I was hosting a weekly poker game with my friends, and I had just happened to have won 5 weeks in a row. And so I had a lot of extra money.
Like almost $2,000 in extra money. And Chris thought, why not just pay it forward and put together this really elaborate and expensive Secret Santa gift?
I like doing things for other people. I like creating something special and magical. And if you have the opportunity to do something truly spectacular for someone, including an internet stranger, you should take that opportunity.
Okay, so it's important to mention here that Chris is really into scavenger hunts and buried treasure and planting clues, you know, stuff like that. So for his Secret Santa guy, Chris wound up planning this incredible day-long adventure.
At 8 a.m., a century-old suitcase filled with envelopes and a box with a chain wrapped around it was hand-delivered to his door.
This was all happening around Scottsdale, Arizona, by the way.
They got to a place where there was an envelope with two tickets to the zoo, and at the animal pens there was kind of a cipher that you used to decode the message, and then it sent them to a restaurant where the server said, we've been expecting you.
Anyway, Chris wound up spending something like $600 of his poker money on tickets and tchotchkes and clues, meals, all for this total stranger. And at the end of this incredible day, Chris actually met up with the guy at a local bar. His name is Blaine, and as you might guess, Blaine was pretty blown away.
And a couple days later, Blaine posted to Reddit, and it just blew up.
Blaine's post about his Secret Santa experience went to number one on Reddit's front page. And so Chris started to get inundated with messages.
Just people commenting and privately messaging saying, oh, you need to do this in Vegas. You need to do one here. I live in England. Can you come over here and do this? And then businesses saying, we would like to be a part of this.
And that is how Chris started his business, Constructed Adventures. He puts together these personalized scavenger hunts and day-long excursions for people's birthdays and marriage proposals and stuff like that. And it's pretty good money.
Minimum, it's probably going to cost them about $2,000 for the whole shebang.
Anyway, just days before we ran Chris's story last year, he'd actually submitted his letter of resignation at that boring office job. And he started to do Constructed Adventures full time.
I should be more nervous and I should be scared, but if I can quit my job and spend my life doing that for other people, I'd say that's a pretty good life.
Since we last spoke to Chris, he's planned 24 more adventures and he's made around $100,000 in revenue. And he's also been approached by a production company that wants to do a TV show about him and his business. If you want to learn more about Constructed Adventures or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org. As always, we'd love to hear what you're up to.